This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Well, good Thursday to everybody who's out there. It is summertime, and this is Patricia Welters Fisher, or Patricia W. Fisher, excuse me. And we are here today at Readers Entertainment Radio to talk about nothing else but books. And I have an amazing reader and writer today. Best-selling author Lori LeClaire writes contemporary romance, romantic comedies, romantic suspense, and women's fiction. Lori has a not-so-secret love for characters who make her laugh, cry, and who linger in her mind long after the story ends. Lori's habit of daydreaming has gotten her into a few scrapes and launched her to take up her dream of writing. Finally, she can put all those stories in her head to rest as she brings them all to life on the page. Lori loves to read, write, bake, travel, and discover new adventures, and she considers herself a new Texan, even though she's from the East Coast, specifically New England. And she lives in Central Texas with her husband, Jim, and she loves to hear from her readers. But today, we have the great fortune of hearing from Lori. So welcome, Lori. How are you?
Oh, hi, Patricia. It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So what I wanted to ask you is, so tell me about how daydreaming got you into writing.
Oh, my gosh. This goes way back to growing up, sharing a room with my older sister, and we couldn't fall asleep, so we'd tell each other stories. And, of course, it was about boys, and we would each take turns, and then we'd do this, and then we'd do that. And so it just kind of grew from there. And ever since, I cannot fall asleep without thinking about story ideas, and I've come up with some great ones right before I've fallen asleep, and sometimes I remember in the morning and sometimes I don't. So I like to remember those and hurry up and write them down.
Isn't that the worst? You're like, oh, that would make such a good story, and then you fall asleep and the next day you have no idea what it was.
I know. Or else
it makes me crazy.
You're telling yourself, I have to remember this, I have to remember this. And then you can't fall asleep at all. And you're up in the middle of the night scribbling notes down.
Hopefully they're legible.
Right. And I remember, what was I thinking?
Well, so I was counting on your site. Now, I met you a few years ago. Lori and I are both part of the San Antonio Romance Authors chapter, and you were just getting started, and I was counting, and you have over 30 books now.
Well, I started self-publishing. I've been writing for 28 years, and
okay.
I published very early. I published my first book, a historical romance, very early, and gosh, I don't even want to date myself here. So it was a long, long time ago. And then, sadly, the line went under. And then, well, I had an agent. And I published ebooks very early on when ebooks were coming out. I published 3 books through them, and they changed, you know, what they were seeking. It wasn't really my thing, so I just kind of moved on. And I've been writing all this time and not publishing. I came to
Sarah
meeting 4 years ago, and Liliana Hart was talking about self-publishing. And I should say, in the meantime, I was going to these informal classes at University of Texas. They hold them, these experts come in. Everything they had about self-publishing and writing, I take, and nothing quite fit the romance market. So when Liliana Hart came to Sarah, it was like, oh, you know, like the skies opened up, and this is it, you know, this is what I've been looking for. That was my first Sarah meeting, can you believe it? And the perfect one.
Oh, wow.
And I joined that day, and I've been a member for ever since. and they just share great programs and bring in great people. And we're all at different levels from beginner to advanced. And since that time, I've self-published over 30 of my books, and I'm with a publishing company, fourth one on the way. And, you know, everything's just kind of taken off in the last 4 years, which is great. But I never gave
up.
Well,
I mean, but you're writing.
I wanted to.
Right, and you're writing a lot. I mean, you're sitting down every day. You're very disciplined. And you're saying, okay, I have to get this done today. I mean, you sit there and say, this has got to get done today, and you get it done.
Sometimes. It's a challenge. It's a challenge this year. I wrote 4 books in 6 months, and I was sick for 3 of those months. So this was the most challenging year for me. And I had to really pull back and say, okay, this is not going to work for me anymore. So I've had to pace myself. And you kind of compartmentalize. I'm not saying that word right. You say, okay, this is my writing time. This is the time I'm going to market or, you know, submit for ads.
Right.
Or do, you know, this piece of the business, this part of writing. And it's a 24-hour-a-day job. And I've been known to work on vacation. A few years ago, we went to Disney World for my husband's birthday, and I stayed up to 5 o'clock in the morning at the resort, editing my book, and I was able to get that to my copy editor that morning.
Oh wow!
And it's always a part of you. And it's strange because writing has always been there, but the business part is very strange to get a handle on, to know your strengths, and then to have to learn other things. You know, it's kind of like layering. Well, I know this part today, and then tomorrow I'll try to learn this part. So it's a great adventure, I'd say.
Adventure is a good description of it, because I think that a lot of us, you know, with the way that the business just generally went, I don't think it was any particular genre, but the business end of it changed immensely, because it used to be, you know, people would write books and they put them out there, and then the marketing department took care of all the rest of it. Well, now, I mean, you really have to be, no matter who you are, has to be putting your book out there. And I think that part is so good when you're with a group or you go to these good seminars to give you good information, because you can spend a lot of money and get nowhere.
Exactly. It's like those, you know, you're on a certain path and there's so many roads to take, so many choices to make. And if you start going down the wrong road and, you know, it's like, oh, I've got to turn around, there's a dead end. And then you come back and you have to start all over again. So the great thing about the romance writers are they're so generous, and they're just always there for you, you know, advice or, you know, oh, I'll read this for you. Oh, I'll help you with this. And that's the great thing about the romance community. And my youngest brother writes science fiction, and he said there is, you know, nothing can compare to the romance writers community. He said, you guys got it together. And it's like, well, thank you. You know,
yeah, I think a lot of them. Now, of course, there's always people that don't. But I mean, I think that's that feeling of if one of us gets ahead, it helps the rest of us do the same. So I think that's a good healthy way to be, for sure. So you've got over 30 books. Now, I know most of them are indie, like your Once Upon a Romance series that are so sweet and wonderful. Tell me, what is next in that series? Are you doing, is there another fairy tale you're going to be telling us about?
Because
you've told us about Cinderella and Goldilocks and Beauty and the Beast. And, you know, what else you got coming?
The next one comes out in the fall, and that's based on The Princess and the Pea. So I'm still trying to think of a title for that. Those are a little tough now. The titles are harder to grasp than they used to be, but the stories are there, and people just love this series, and that's why I can't keep going. I only wrote the first book, If the Shoe Fits, and that was going to be it, and then I thought, oh, but I have to tell the sister's story, so
right.
I brought out two more, and then people were begging for stories from the secondary characters that they loved, and I said,
yeah.
Well, I can't stop now, so I keep going. So it is 11 books strong.
Yeah, and you know, it's
yes.
funny because you write these stories. I mean, all of us, we write these stories, and you think, oh, well, I'll just have that character there, and then you have people writing to you, like you're saying, well, what about this person? And you're thinking, I don't know. But I guess I do now.
Well, one word of advice is when you start this, be careful what you name your secondary characters, because then they might become a main character in the next book or the next book after that. And it's sometimes hard to pull back on that that name. I have one. His last name is Snodgrass. Can you believe it?
Oh.
it was intended in the first book, you know, he's nerdy science guy. And
sure.
then people wanted him to be a character, Dexter. So Dex, you know, has his own book. But it was a little daunting trying to handle that last name there.
Right, as a hero, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's kind of fun, you know, the creative juices start rolling and you're like, okay, well, wait a minute, I could do something with this guy. I mean, he's a good guy and you want a happily ever after for him. So we can work with this for sure. But yeah, I know what you're saying. It's kind of fun. So tell me your very first book you wrote. Tell me about it.
Very first book. This is funny because this actually, I dreamed about this book from beginning to end. And I got up the next day and I said, I have to write this book. And I have these yellow legal pads. They're bound with the metal binding. I know,
sure.
I'm not even describing that. And I wrote, you know, I hand wrote in 5 or 6 of these books, just one page, you know, just the first page. When I finished these, I went back and read, and I went edited, and if I had to add scenes, I flipped over the page and added the scenes and read on the back. And it just, it was the best process. I had fun. I loved it. I just wanted to write every day. I was working in a bookstore at the time, Walden Books. I missed that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And and it was just an amazing experience. And if I knew what everything was involved in the writing process, I probably would have never done it. But this was so fun that I just went ahead and I said, I have to tell the story. And that book did sell. That was my very
Which
first book.
Which book was it? And what was the title?
Cherokee Caress.
Say it again.
Historical romance. Okay. Cherokee Caress.
Okay.
And it was the first book. I got an agent, and we sold to Rhapsody Publishing. And
okay.
They started publishing historical romances. And they wanted more. But unfortunately, that division folded soon after.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't even know
if
they had a full year printing.
Yeah, that's hard when, you know, you've worked so hard and a line closes. I know that there have been some recent events with Harlequin, had some lines close, and it is hard. But I think that if, you know, being storytellers, we don't stop telling stories. We just have to figure out where to put them. And place them so they do get out there, which is nice with the indie market because there is that possibility if someone wanted to do that. So you are listening, if you're listening in to Readers Entertainment Radio, you are listening to Lori LeClaire and I talking about her books and her writing history. And Lori is the author of over 30 books. So believe me, if you have not heard of her, you've got a big backlist to go grab, because Lori has wonderful books. So much fun. And your covers on your Once Upon a Romance series are always so fun. I mean, is it when you get the cover from the cover artist, is it always like a new surprise? Is this like opening up a new present?
Sometimes it's like Christmas. I give her a concept, what I want, and sometimes I know, and sometimes it's just kind of like a general idea. And she comes back and surprises me every time. The colors, it's so bold, and, you know, it just matches the story so well. And there's some I said, I think the skirt's a little short. I think, and we joke because she shows her husband her designs, and most of the time, her husband and I agree, okay, this has to change, or that. And she'll say, it's funny, my husband said the same thing. And then my husband and I come up with ideas, or if we say, no, we don't like the color, or, you know, we want this or that. So it's pretty collaborative. But at this point, we've done so many covers together. She's done all of my self-published books for me. And she's even done my Thule covers for me, Thule Publishing covers.
Oh, how fantastic. Now, because you have three books coming out with Thule, or four? Three or four?
I have. Well, the second one came out last week, and there's another one in August. And then I'm writing a Christmas book right now in 90-degree temperatures in Austin, Texas. Yes,
it's never dull here. Yeah, you've got to kind of come up with something else weather-wise when you have to anticipate what's coming in the fall. So Lori is mentioning two books that she's got with Thule Publishing. The first one is The Cowboy's Renegade Bride, right? Or Rebellious Bride
was the first.
The Rebellious Bride is the first one with Thule, and then The Cowboy's Renegade Bride just came out last week. And Thule Publishing, great house. Great people to work with. But is the third book? What is the third book coming?
Cowboys Runaway Bride. It will be August 24th.
August 24th?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So you've got a book coming out, and two books coming out in August, or one in July and one in August?
This one, The Renegade Bride, came out June. Cowboys Runaway Bride will be August, and the Christmas book, I'm not sure when it'll come out, and I'm waiting on the approval for the title right now. So it's part of the series. It's continuing in the McCall Brothers series.
Right. And then you have the Once Upon a Romance coming out, did you say July or August?
October.
That will be October. Well, I didn't hear that right at all. So there you go. You've got another four books to read from Laura LeClaire, because she writes far faster than I do, for sure. So on a different subject, you and your husband have been married. You and your husband have been married how many years?
It'll be 37 years on June 29th.
Wonderful. How fun.
Thank you.
So in all that time, you guys have lived up east, and then you now live in Texas. So tell me how you went from New England to Texas.
Oh,
and what kind of culture shock was it?
A big one. We come from a small town in New England, and everybody knows everybody. He's related to almost everybody in the town. And with just a great atmosphere, great people, but not a lot of job opportunities. And I was a hairdresser at the time. Not a lot of job opportunities. And we had an opportunity to go to Virginia, and one of his brothers lived here. So we were only married a few years, and we decided, let's do this for our future. We need something more. So we went, and we were in Virginia for 14 years, and I went to college, and I didn't pursue hairdressing there because I'd have to go back to school. So, and I think that was, it was meant to be because I'd worked at the bookstore, and I met my mentor there. She came in one day pushing a stroller and with kids, one holding on and one in the stroller. And she said, do you do signings for local authors? And I said, yes. And I had no idea if we did or not. I just said, yes. Thankfully, it did happen. And she's a great mentor, and I think about her all the time. And, you know, she since passed away, but she was a great person. She was very active in the writing community. They started a local chapter for Romance Writers of America, her and her agent at the time. And it really helped me see a lot of the business and that it was possible. I wasn't just writing behind, you know, closed doors in my office and in secret. I could publish, you know, that was my dream. And I saw people living my dream. And I remember saying that I was envious because she was living my dream, and she helped me so much, and she helped so many other authors so much. So, and then job situation was not going well for my husband. He worked in government contracting for security. Mm-hmm. And we had this opportunity to come to Texas. His family, some of his family, he's one of nine children, so he has a lot of family all over the country. So some of his family were here and said, come to Texas. And we had visited the year before, and we fell in love with it. And it's like, let's go. We're very adventurous like that. So within 2 weeks, we packed up and left Virginia and came to Texas. And August would be 20 years we've been here.
Wow, that's true love if you move to Texas, Central Texas in August, because it's hot.
Very hot. And the night we drove in the rental truck with our car attached to the back, it was the day that the University of Texas students were coming into town. And we're a small town, and we come in thousands of cars and, you know, stopped on the highway, and we looked at each other, and what the heck did we get ourselves into?
Right. Yeah. 50,000 students at one university, that's bigger than a lot of towns.
Yes.
So I guess that would be a bit intimidating as you drive down 35 or up 35. So what are you going to be at the RWA conference in Orlando this year?
Yes, my husband and I are going.
Okay.
And
wonderful.
He's
and
great
will you be signing?
Yes, I'll
will
be
you be
signing
the
literacy. Yes.
So for those listening, and if you're in that area on Saturday at 3 to 5, Romance Writers of America does a literacy signing, and there's a huge amount of authors. You can come and meet the authors, buy the books, and a percentage of the proceeds from all the books being sold will go to local literacy projects in the Orlando area. So whatever town the conference is in, that's where the dollars will go. So if you're in that area, come out, meet the authors, and Lori will be there. I'll be hanging around there somewhere. And as well as Jolene Navarro will be there, who talked to us not too long ago, and other authors I will be bringing on the radio for sure, Terry Wilson, who also is who we spoke to not too terribly long ago. It's July 29th, the last Saturday of July. So, 6 weeks away? Not too long.
Yes, it's very close.
Yes. So, it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's a crazy week, but it's worth it. So, if anybody is in that area, we would love to see you. So, when you are coming up with new ideas, are you've kept your books mostly sweet romances, correct?
Yes, I have some romantic comedies are sweet.
Right.
And then I have some more women's fiction that are more about the journey a woman takes in the situation she's in. So a little on the steamy side. And I have to warn some people, there's some racy scenes in here if they're not used to it. So,
right.
But everything is under my name. You can just see that there's different subgenres.
Right. What do you like writing the most? Out of all the things you write, what do you like writing the most? What is your passion?
Lately it's romantic comedy. For some reason, I don't know if it's just all the stress everybody's in, I just want to laugh. I just, you know, take me away, you know, that count
right.
moment, but it's my romantic comedy moment. And I love to have the bantering between the hero and heroine and just kind of, you know, see where it takes them and see, you know, pushing each other's buttons and, you know, just have a good laugh. But I've come up with this. I write romance with heart and humor, and I always love the happily ever after. But I want some laughter
right.
in there, too. So
that's well,
my
I mean, love can be pretty awkward as well. And so that's I kind of laugh sometimes when, you know, we all have. We've seen movies, you're like, it's just not that simple, you know, because it's not that it's not simple. It's just like it's not always graceful. and love is awkward.
Very
it just,
awkward.
It really is. Yeah. So I just love your books and your series, and you always, you know, I'm like, oh no, Lori's got another book and I'm so tired, but I'm going to have to stay up and read this now. So,
that's so,
so you will definitely, but what I, so if you want to find Lori online, you would go to Lori LeClaire. So it's LauriLeClaire. No E on the end. .com. She's there. She's also on Twitter, and she's also on Facebook. And you're on Instagram or no? I'm trying to remember.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Will be a new adventure.
Well, get ready because it's, you know, you can find a lot of cool stuff on Instagram for sure. There's a lot of fun books and things like that on there. Beautiful photography on there as well. So tell me what have you not written that you want to write?
Oh, wow. See, that's the interesting part. I just write what I want to, and then I have to find a reader who wants to read it. Women's fiction. I'm actually writing two books at the same time right now, which I don't know why, but I'm doing it because it's just sometimes the characters call to you, and it's like, I can't
write
you. Okay, you know, I have to write your story. So writing the Christmas book and a woman's fiction book, and then I'll write the next one in the Once Upon a Romance series. So I've got about three or four more books this year. And I have a new series.
Wow.
Right. I have a new series, and I don't know when I'm going to have time. Well, maybe two new series.
That's the hard part. They just, you know, the ideas keep coming fast and furiously at us. So with 1 minute left, pick one book, and who would you have play, ideally, who would you have the hero and the heroine be in one of your books if it were put on screen?
Oh, the one that just came out, The Cowboy's Renegade Bride, Jennifer Aniston is my Jenny Wentworth, and Jason Lewis, he's the actor, is Sheriff Caleb McCall. And they were just so central in my mind. I'm very visual when I write. I have to see the scenes in my mind. And those two, they were just like off the charts on every page.
Well,
you know.
I think all of us should tweet that those two should play your people. So
yeah,
so we wanted to say that would be cool. Wanted to say thank you to everyone for listening this week. Thank you, Lori, for being here, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Patricia. I had a good time.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.